Welcome to Soundwaves, the audio blog by Dean Brenner of the Latimer Group, the experts in persuasive communication. In this episode of Soundwaves, Dean offers some pointers on how to give a great toast at a wedding, engagement, or other event.
Hi, this is Dean Brenner, and welcome to Soundwaves. So for today's podcast, I thought I would spend a few minutes talking about something that we've all witnessed, we've all been a part of, maybe we've even had to do ourselves before, something that causes great anxiety for a lot of people, and that's having to stand up at a wedding or an engagement party or some sort of celebratory event and be the one who gives the toast. It causes an enormous amount of anxiety for the people that have to do it. I mean, not everybody. Some people are fine doing it, but many people are not fine doing it, and they struggle with how to do it right. And furthermore, we've all been to those weddings or those engagement parties where the toast really hasn't gone well. And I know you know what I mean. We've all been there. We've all listened and thought to ourselves, "Oof, ouch, embarrassing, train wreck, not good." They're not all like that. I've heard some great ones too, as have you. But here's a few thoughts that I have on how to do this really well. It's actually not that hard. Most of us make it a lot harder than it has to be. And I'll hit a few obvious ones right up front. And these first few ideas are things that I've recently written about at the Beacon blog. But a few obvious ones, and then I'll go into some more detailed ones. First of all, keep it short. It's a toast, not a speech. And if you have to write out your text, if you find yourself writing out your text because you have too much to remember, that's a clue that it's too long, that you're trying to do too much. If you can't reduce it down to an index card with a couple of keywords or a couple of key phrases, then you're probably trying to do too much. Keep it short. That's number one. Number two, it's actually not about you. A lot of the worst toasts that I've ever heard, the speaker ends up talking about themselves and their relationship and how it impacted them and about them and this and this, and it's all about I. Force yourself away from making it about you. Try and avoid using the word I at all if you can. Remember that it's about the bride, the groom, the person being celebrated. It's not about you. Don't talk about yourself. Number three, avoid the inside jokes that only a few people are going to get. Okay, and if the majority of the people in the room don't get the reference, it's probably not for the toast. Okay, and if a few people are laughing wildly and the rest of the room is looking blankly at you, that probably means that it was too much of an inside joke. Just stay away from the inside stuff altogether. Make it all about the stuff that's appropriate for public consumption. So those are the obvious ones. Those are the easy ones. Let's talk about a few others, and let me demonstrate a few things that I've seen done well or seen done poorly when it comes to wedding toasts. First of all, when you get up there and you begin speaking, wait until everybody is listening before you actually begin. The room isn't going to be naturally settled down, okay? There's going to be commotion. There's going to be talking. It's a wedding. It's a reception. It's an event. People are talking. And if you get up there and you just start speaking into the mic, they're going to miss the first 30 or 40 seconds before the room actually quiets down. So start off by just saying, you know, "Good evening, everybody. I'd like to say a few words." And then just wait. And then maybe you say that again as you try to settle the crowd down. The people closest to you, closest to where you're standing, will quiet down, and then if you wait in silence, they'll start to hush the room for you, and eventually the hushing will spread, and eventually you'll have command of the room. But just wait until everybody's listening, because the subtle message is, what I have to say is important, and I want you to hear it, and I'm going to wait until you're quiet. Okay, so wait until the room's actually paying attention. The next thing I'll say about giving a great toast is don't start off with the phrase, "I'll be brief." A lot of people do that, and that's usually the first clue that you're actually not going to be brief. I hate it when people say that. Don't start off by telling me you're going to be brief. Just be brief, okay? You don't have to give me the warning that you're going to be brief. Another important one about giving a great toast, it's not the time to go negative. It's not the time to tease the people being toasted. It's not the time to embarrass them. Don't talk about an ex-girlfriend or boyfriend. Don't talk about them doing something ridiculous and embarrassing. Keep it entirely positive. Even if it's a story that you tell amongst your friends and everybody laughs about it, even if it's one of those embarrassing moments that we all have had and wish we didn't do, and it's a source of humor within your close friends, it doesn't mean it's topic for a toast. Leave all the negative stuff, leave the embarrassing stuff, leave the teasing, leave that aside. Don't do that in the toast. And then the other point that I'll make here is, if you know one of the two people being celebrated, the bride or the groom, and you know them well, but you know one of them well, but you don't know the other, make sure you spend time finding a way to speak about both of them. Don't make the toast just about one person. It's going to feel one-sided. It's going to be a little awkward. Remember that the day is about both of them. Make sure your toast is about both of them. And I think the ultimate advice for giving great toasts is just tell a nice story. Tell us a story that's going to illustrate something that you like about them. A great story leads to a great toast. And then the last point, two points that I'll make is, if you want to give a great toast, make sure you smile and make sure you practice. It's really not that hard. Just stay away from the negative stuff. Don't make it too long. No inside jokes. Don't embarrass. Practice a little bit. Tell us a story. Make us smile. It's really that simple. So this is Dean Brenner from the Latimer Group signing off. I hope that you found this helpful, and good luck with your next toast. And until next time.
At the Latimer Group, we believe great communication changes the world, and that successful teams are built on honesty, open communication, and collaboration. For more on team building and team communication, look for Dean Brenner's new book, Sharing the Sandbox, Building and Leading World-Class Teams in the 21st Century. Available now at sharingthesandbox.com.